News Talk 1620 WTAW, time for a Monday regularly scheduled update with what's happening with the United Way of the Brazos Valley. Some additional coverage last week, Allison, with the grant or with the check that you received from BB&T. And again, I'm sure you're still on cloud nine with that.
Yeah, we are. It was a very fun event and a great way to kick off our campaign. The BB&T ribbon cutting, kind of dubbed as our campaign kickoff event for this year's 2014 community campaign, and that's because they were making a $100,000 contribution to us. So we want to say thank you again to BB&T. Thank you to so many of the community members that came out to support us and to support BB&T being a new business in our community. So we're very excited about kicking off that campaign this year, which will be going through the next few months. But also to talk today a little bit is to talk about the results of that campaign. When we do receive those funds, what United Way does with them is that we provide funding to through our grants program to 20 partner agencies or through some of our community investments. And one of our partners today through our community impact grants program is here, and that's Martha Opperstini with Sexual Assault Resource Center.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Or good afternoon when this is going to be on the radio. Let's reacquaint listeners, maybe acquaint some for the first time about what the Sexual Assault Resource Center is.
Okay. The Sexual Assault Resource Center used to be called the Brazos County Rape Crisis Center for some of those that have been around for a while. We're about 31 years old, in fact, celebrating that anniversary this coming month, and we have been providing services in the area of sexual assault as far as serving the women and men in our community for a time there at the beginning, even children who were sexually assaulted. Or also we serve adult survivors of child sexual assault or abuse.
And we have folks from the center come on occasion with the events that you all have throughout the year. But what I want to focus on is the day-to-day things that you all do, and maybe quantify the number of people that are assisted and mm-hmm. number of people that are involved in giving that assistance.
Okay. Our staff is made of five full-time people and then two part-time counselors now. And what we try to do is provide our daily services or counseling. We provide crisis intervention when there is a sexual assault or someone is reporting, be it a sexual assault that occurred that day, the past week, the past year, or in their lifetime. We get calls from all sorts of people. And being we provide a 24 hours crisis hotline. And that service, we get all types of calls from the local community and from around. I know that last weekend we did deal with a suicide call. And it wasn't even somebody locally. The assault did occur here locally. They had been a previous client, but they'd moved on. And they were having a very, very bad weekend. And we were there. We were there to try to help them as much as possible. And it sounds like it was a positive outcome in that. Hopefully, we will have our counselors, making contact with her again and just trying to make sure that she has the things that she needs in her community. We do refer out in many occasions, especially if they're living outside of the area. But we do service a seven-county area, including Brazos County, Burleson, Robertson County, Leon, Madison, Grimes, and Washington County.
I see Allison shaking her head. That's where you're not where the Brazos Valley serves.
Right. So we are serving all seven counties, providing the daily crisis intervention services, that is meeting with clients at the hospital. We are usually called in by the hospital personnel, either at Scott and Wyatt or St. Joseph Hospital. Most of the outlying counties do come in for the sexual assault exams. Sometimes we get a call from a survivor and we will go out and meet them at a hospital if that is what they want, because they do have the right not to file a report, but still have the sexual assault exam done, and then that is kept in case they do decide at some point to file. Sometimes we are called in by law enforcement, sometimes by other outside agencies to try to service these, the people, whether their assault was recent or in the past, and then serving them because the assault has occurred in the past is mainly through our counseling services. But one of the things that we provide that a lot of people don't know about is that we also provide prevention programming for young people from ages kindergarten through high school and up. And part of that is basically like an anti-bullying program, sort trying to teach or encourage young people to follow a different path. There is a lot of cultural changes going on right now. You've heard about things happening in the media recently on, you know, assaults and stuff. And part of that program is to try to teach young people that there is a right way of having good, healthy relationships and what those look like. And so we try to provide that in all the counties as well.
Is that something that, that you do through the schools, or is there opportunities for organizations to receive this type of presentation?
Well, mainly we do work through the schools in the area. However, there are we have done programming with Boys and Girls Clubs in Robertson County and Brazos County in Washington County, and that's something that we do. We have had churches call us in and ask us to help during like a vacation Bible school and stuff, and we will do presentations on for young people called Tricky People. There's little puppet shows on good friends, bad friends type thing, but just getting them to understand early on what are those things they need to be concerned about, but also how can they help others who are having problems with people that are not quite nice. And so it's something that we've been doing for some time. In fact, we just were selected to be a pilot program for an all-male program, and we just started that recently in Robertson County, and we're really excited about having that.
Where does one go to find out more information?
Well, our hotline, basically, our number is 979-731-1000. They can reach us 24 hours at any time that they need some help. We also have our website, which is www.sarcbv.org, and they can find us that way. So,
and let me have you talk a little bit about the funding that you receive from United Way of the Brazos Valley and how that assists you.
Okay. Well, our financial status is that we receive most of our funding through the state and federal pass-through grants. In order to get that funding to the county, we have to have local funding provided. United Way is one of the means that provides that local funding, the match for our staff, for our other needs that we have, but mainly it helps match the federal funding staff-wise. And so it's something that's needed on a regular basis. We do receive other funding sources, but United Way is one of those that we can count on every year, and we're grateful for that. And that's why we work with them to try to make this impact in the community. We do feel that we reach quite a few people in the community, providing the services, both the immediate and for those past ills or wrongs that happened in their life that they're trying to deal with now. There's a lot of women that we're seeing right now who were assaulted when they were children, and men who are now coming for that counseling, and it's something we can provide, and I'm excited about, because that means that we're working with United Way and others to help make our community healthier. And, you know, it's a bottom line. It's about being healthy and happy, I say, and working towards that.
Quite a testimonial there, Allison.
Absolutely. SARC is a great organization that that helps in our area, in one of our impact areas of health. We focus on health and safety. So not only is it offering preventative services, but it's also having those services available when the undesirable does happen, when the unplanned does happen. And so we're very happy to partner with SARC to impact our community.
A reminder about how one can get a presentation and how one can contribute.
Absolutely. You can always call our office at 979-696-4483, or you can go to our website, uwbasinboyvasinvictor.org.
Thanks again to Allison Prince of the United Way of the Brazos Valley, Martha Opperstini with the Sexual Assault Resource Center with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.